I'm JD. Today we have Lucy to share with you the trends of PP market in the first half of 2021 and the key market focus for the rest of the year. Domestic PP prices surged early in the year while plunged then. What are the factors behind the sharp rise and fall in PP prices, Lucy?
Hello everyone. Domestic PP prices surged early in the year as widespread plant shutdowns took place in the US Gulf Coast, which was hit by the cold snap in late February, which worsened the already tight overseas markets. On March 8th, PP yarn prices in East China touched more than 2-year high. Prices then dropped due to ample supply following new plant startups in China. This was coupled with weak downstream buying sentiment as high feedstock costs squeezed margins, and the central government's strengthened efforts to curb soaring commodity prices. The price declines stretched into May, when power supply shortages in the southern parts of China amid rising temperatures caused some downstream factories in Guangdong to either suspend or curtail operation. The resurgence of coronavirus infections in Guangdong hampered logistics, further weighing on PP prices.
As the supply and the demand mainly affect PP market, how about the supply and the demand in the first half of this year?
Domestic PP supply continued rising due to ample new plant startup. PP output rose by 13.7% year-on-year, while imports decreased slightly as the arbitrage window closed amid overseas price spikes and domestic price drops. China imported fell by 0.5% year-on-year. However, the open export arbitrage window shot up PP shipments from China, with volumes totaling around 610,000 tons in January to April, more than triple from the same period in 2020. Export destinations covered Southeast Asia as well as Europe, Southern America, and Africa.
How about the market trends of PP in the second half of the year? What is the key focus of PP market?
New PP capacities in China are expected at around 4.81 million tons in 2021, up by around 27% year-on-year, with 2.65 million tons of year planned to come online in the second half of this year. PP imports supply to China may rise in the future as prices have trended lower on improving overseas availability, while demand has been shrinking, disrupted by increasing pandemic cases in Southern and Southeast Asia.
Then how about PP demand? Export demand may continue lending support to PP.
On the demand side, some export orders flowed back to China in 2020, which posted a quicker recovery from the pandemic as compared to other virus-hit overseas countries, where factories either halted or scaled down production. As such, the sub-index for new export orders of China's manufacturing industry climbed back to above 50 from September 2020, while in May 2021, the index shifted back into contraction. Exporters facing squeezed margins due to rising feedstock costs, soaring transport costs, and the higher yuan became less inclined to take orders. PP exports may take a hit from increasing overseas supply, higher ocean freight rates, and tight container availability, as well as the continuous appreciation in Chinese yuan against the US dollar. Domestic demand may get a boost from the construction, automotive, home appliances, and packaging industries in 2021 amid the global vaccine rollout. However, the pandemic injects uncertainties into demand recovery, adding that increasing supply amid fewer turnaround plans in the second half of this year and new capacity startup may weigh on PP market.
Thanks, Lucy, for sharing your valuable insights today. For more information, please log in to our ICIS website.